It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are on day four of our theme week. Five things you didn't know were named after people.
Indeed.
And today we're talking about something that pretty much everybody uses on a daily basis.
The phone book.
Bluetooth.
Okay.
Bluetooth.
All right.
Yeah. So in 1996, three industry leaders, Intel, Ericsson, and Nokia, met to plan the standardization of short-range radio technology to support connectivity and collaboration between different products and industries.
Oh.
The name Bluetooth was proposed by Jim Cardock of Intel, and that's after a Viking king named Harald Bluetooth.
He just said
Harald Bluetooth. I think you've been reading a book about him for whatever reason.
But why did he stand out? What did he do?
Well, Harald Bluetooth was a king of Denmark and Norway in the 10th century, and he was famous for two things.
Yes.
Uniting Denmark and Norway in 958.
Kudos.
And also his dead tooth, which was a dark blue / gray color, which is why he had the nickname of Bluetooth.
He was known for...
Those are the two things he was
known
for. Two
things. Imagine that. Imagine being known for two things, and one of them is your poor dental.
Well, it was 958. I mean, there were no dentists.
Well, I know. Well, why would that make him stand out? You'd think there'd be more people that would have...
Maybe, but he was the king, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
More visibility there. I don't know.
I guess so.
So, Bluetooth was proposed as the code name for the project because the technology would unite devices, much like Harald Bluetooth... United the tribes of Denmark.
This guy.
Do you see the connection?
Did you see this guy sitting there at a conference room table with all these guys? He's like, hear me out.
Okay, listen to this.
Hear me out. There was a Viking.
So I was reading this book. Yeah. Yeah. So Bluetooth was only intended as a placeholder until they could come up with something better.
Sure.
Later,
impossible to do.
When it came to select a serious name, Bluetooth was to be replaced with either radio wire or PAN for personal area networking.
Hmm.
And PAN... was the front runner. Could
really?
You imagine? PAN.
I got my PAN
like
headphones.
Bluetooth is just so synonymous. Like,
it's hard to imagine
it's hard
it
to
any
imagine
other way.
What it, right. So PAN was the front runner, but an exhaustive search discovered it already had tens of thousands of hits throughout the internet.
Yeah.
A full trademark search on radio wire couldn't be completed in time for launch, making Bluetooth the only choice.
There you go.
And the name caught on fast before it could be changed. It spread throughout the industry, becoming synonymous with short-range wireless technology. And the Bluetooth logo is a combination of two ancient runes representing H and B for Harald Bluetooth. So that's what the little symbol means.
This dude will be so shocked.
Harald Bluetooth.
If Harald came back now, all these years later, 10,000 years later, was like, what is this? What is this? My name on what now?
Yeah. So the first Bluetooth device was revealed in 1999, and it was a hands-free mobile headset. You used to have a little...
On my ear.
You used to have a little Bluetooth thing that you used to wear.
You never know when an important call might come in, and you're doing things with your hands.
Right. And you got to just...
Tap it. Hello? What's going on?
I used to make fun of you a lot.
I saw somebody wearing one of those within the last 6 months. I forget
where.
It was nobody I knew, but I saw it.
Okay.
It caught my attention.
I could see why. So the technology first appeared in mobile phones and desktop computers in 2000 and spread to printers and laptops the following year. By the middle of the decade, Bluetooth headsets for mobile phones had become near ubiquitous, and the technology was being incorporated into television sets, wristwatches, sunglasses, picture frames, and any number of other consumer products.
Picture frames, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Within the first 10 years of the protocol, nearly 2 billion Bluetooth-enabled products were shipped.
Wow.
Yeah, just within the first 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. The steady growth in Bluetooth use continued, and today over 4.7 billion Bluetooth devices are shipped every year. Bluetooth is managed by the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, which has more than 35,000 member companies in the areas of telecommunication, computing, networking, and consumer electronics.
Sure.
Companies like Intel, Nokia, Apple, Microsoft, Lenovo, and Google. All
sure.
the biggies.
All the biggies.
Bluetooth was first demonstrated in space in 2024.
Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, Hubble Network, a startup, successfully established a Bluetooth connection between a device here on Earth and a satellite in low Earth orbit.
I thought it was supposed to be like a short, what's the distance of Bluetooth communication? It's not that far,
is it? It's not that far, no. But this connection is unidirectional, so the satellite can receive signals from Earth, but it can't transmit signals.
Oh, I see. Unidirectional. So, thank you, Sarah.
Right. In 2022, Bluetooth announced a new feature called AuraCast. The idea is that you'll be able to broadcast and join audio streams in public places by selecting a stream from a list, kind of like you would a Wi-Fi network.
Mm.
But you can scan a QR code or tap where you see an AuraCast logo. And this will allow several people to connect to the same audio stream simultaneously and could be used to watch a movie together on your phone, like if you're traveling.
Glorious.
Right? Get audio from TVs in public spaces, like the gym.
It's nice.
Or enhance accessibility for the deaf and hard of hearing who could stream audio directly to their hearing aids at a public concert.
I'm a little surprised that that stuff hasn't already happened. I mean, we've had Bluetooth for quite some time. We said the first Bluetooth was, what,
1999. Yeah.
You would have thought there would have been, like, especially for plane travel.
Right.
If you're sharing an iPhone or something like that.
Yeah, it makes sense that that would be the next step. But
instead of taking out one of your Bluetooth and giving it to the...
Right, instead of sharing an earbud or whatever.
Yeah, all right. You picked out a record to go along with Bluetooth's, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Song Song Blue by Neil Diamond.
Yes, great one. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Song Song Blue, the great Neil Diamond. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Bluetooth as part of our theme week on five things you didn't know were named after people.
God, we sure didn't. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, Bluetooth was named for a 10th century Viking king.
The Bluetooth logo is a combination of the what? The what for initials?
Runes.
Runes. It's a word I've never used before. It is just scrawled out on paper before me.
You should have read that. Yeah, that's okay.
From the top. Yeah, the Bluetooth logo is a combination of the runes for his initials.
That's right. And the first Bluetooth device, a hands-free mobile headset, was introduced in 1999.
There you go. So I learned a couple of things today. I learned the word runes.
Good job.
And I learned the Bluetooth was named after a Viking.
King.
King, sorry.
Not just any Viking.
Right. Viking king. My bad.
Harold Bluetooth.
Folks who want to learn more about Bluetooths, Sarah, is it Bluetooth? Is the plural Bluetooths?
Is it Bluetooth? I don't think so. Never, I think it's just Bluetooth.
Never heard anybody say Bluetooth. folks want to learn more about it, though. Where do they go? What do they do?
Oh, you can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Do check it out, please. Plus, we stream this live every day on Facebook, on our Facebook page starting at 4:10. And you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search on Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. That's great. Continuing and wrapping up our theme week tomorrow, five things we didn't know we're named after people.
That's right.
We'll see you then. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way in minutes on Legends 102.7.